Editorial note. This article originally MIS attributed the compiled list to the community-based coalition. The list was compiled by Square One Community, Inc., Square One Community, Inc., an organization working to ensure everyone has access to safe, secure housing, has compiled a list of warm-up spaces and emergency shelter support operations in Moose Jaw. Square One is asking that members of the public share any suggested updates and requests for additions to list of warming spaces to communitysquareone@gmail.com. The list will be maintained and updated on Moose Jaw Multicultural Council website at mjmcinc.ca/news/city-of-moose-jaw-cold-weather-strategy. The community-based coalition of Moose Jaw South Central Region, an organization that works to coordinate with and stay aware of the activities of community-based organizations, CBOs, in Moose Jaw and surrounding areas, assisted Square One in distributing this list in Moose Jaw as part of the city's cold weather strategy. The list includes contact numbers and advice for concerned citizens on who to call if a person who is unhoused or housing insecure is in danger from the weather. In frigid temperatures, frostbite can occur in minutes. Frostbite is a dangerous and sometimes underestimated condition that can cause permanent damage and increase the onset of hypothermia. Exposed skin is most at risk, but long-term exposure can also endanger skin that is only lightly covered. Tingling, numbness, and pain are followed by skin discoloration as the water in the skin freezes, killing the cells. If you notice signs of frostbite, make every effort to get out of the cold. Do not rub the area or apply too much heat. Gentle warmth is best. The public is reminded that if you see an unhoused person in distress, 911 is always an option. Emergency services, including the Moose Jaw Police Service, will work with the individual to connect them to services and see they are safe. Warm-up spaces, food suite treats, 14 River Street East, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Saturday. Community donated snacks and washroom available. Moose Jaw Public Library, 461 Langdon Crescent, 9:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday. Washrooms, water, and a warm space. John Howard Society, 15 Hakalaga Street West, 8:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday. Fry warm space, soup or sandwich lunch daily. Washrooms, warm clothing. Riverside Mission. Contact Rachel Mullins, rmullins@shrmsk.com. 40 Manitoba Street East. Lunch meal program, soup and sandwich meal Monday to Friday. In-house dining, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Supper meal program, hot plated meal Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Zion United Church, 423 Main Street, North. Mondays, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. warm space, soup and sandwich lunch. St. Andrews United Church, 60 Athabasca Street, West. Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. warm space, soup and sandwich lunch. St. Aidan's Anglican Church, office at Staden.ca, 124 First Avenue, Northeast. Saturday lunches, 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Sunday lunches, 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Salvation Army Community and Family Services, 175 First Avenue, Northeast. Brown bag breakfast and hot coffee Monday to Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Emergency shelter support options. Social services intake, 1-866-221-5200 or Moose Jaw Branch, 306-694-3647, 24/7, Police and Crisis Team, PACT. 306-694-7600. Daytime, My Place program at John Howard Nika, 306-630-3890. Daytime, Megan, 306-630-7081. Daytime, Jody, 306-690-9384. 24/7, Alliance Wellness Center. Patty, 306-201-5352. Taylor, 306-631-5489. Life Coach, Tasha, 306-630-3807. Addictions Worker, ku.alliancehealth@sasktel.net. Community Paramedics, Medivi Health Services West, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Contact through referral agencies such as Social Services, John Howard, SHA Riverside Mission, Souls Harbor. 40 Manitoba Street East. Intake, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. every day. Rachel Mullins, rmullins@shrmsk.com. Only.